We then have a machlokes when a person is allowed to be mevatel rishus. According to Beis Shammai, a person can only be mevatel rishus on Erev Shabbos. And as we mentioned before, according to Beis Hillel, a person can be mevatel rishus even on Shabbos itself. We then say chad legabi chamisha havi areach. One person in relation to five people is considered an areach by all five. But chamisha legabi chad lo havi areach. Five people to one person, by one person, those people are not considered areach. Tafayim. We have the shita of Rabba, which says hamavatel tzarech levatel lekol echad v'yechad. When a person mevatel rishus, he has to be mevatel the rishus to each and every one of the people that are involved in this particular chatzar. We then have a question according to the shita of Beis Hillel. As we mentioned before, according to Beis Hillel, bittul rishus is okay to do on Shabbos. Now the question is, let's take a person who is a yerush. A person who is yerush land on Shabbos itself. Can he now be mevatel the rishus of this newly acquired land on Shabbos? And basically the question here really is, mevatel rishus, is that totally in what the situation was on Erev Shabbos? We know according to Beis Shammai, you're not allowed to be mevatel rishus on Shabbos, but you have to do it on Erev Shabbos. But according to Beis Hillel, you could be mevatel on Shabbos. The question is, since this Yerush didn't really own this land on Erev Shabbos itself, does that mean that he can't be mevatel rishus on Shabbos because he didn't own it? Or it doesn't really matter. The fact is that now he owns it, so since according to Beis Hillel, you can be mevatel rishus on Shabbos, that's enough, and you can be mevatel rishus anyway. So the lechatchila we really want to say, had he been able to be mevatelet on Erev Shabbos, it would have been okay. But maybe since he couldn't be mevatelet on Erev Shabbos, now he can't be mevatelet on Shabbos, even though we hold you could be mevatelet on Shabbos. We say according to Reb Nachman, it's okay to be mevatelet now anyways, because we say Shabbos kivin shehutra hutra. Since we were matirut on Erev Shabbos, now it doesn't matter whether he could have or he couldn't have on Erev Shabbos, but since we were mevatelet kivin shehutra hutra, now that he acquired it on Shabbos, he could be mevatelet on Shabbos. Dafayin Aleph. According to Beis Hillel, we say that it's mutter to be mevatel rishus on Shabbos mamish, and we see this from the case of klach eitzel yafis. We consider it as if it was there before Shabbos. This is the case in Bava Metzia. We then have a Mishnah that says Baal Bayis shehu shutav l'shchenav l'zeh b'yayin u'l'zeh b'yayin. If a Baal Bas was a shutav to a shchenav, one person he was a shutav with yayin, the other person he was a shutav in yayin, you do not need an erif. Let's say he was a shutav to one with yayin and to the other with shemen, then we say you do need an erif. However, according to Reb Shimon, we say it doesn't matter. Either case, whether it was with yayin and shemen, whether it was with both yayin, either case, you do not need an erif. The Gemara then brings down a case. Shemen, shagaf al gabi yayin. Let's say there was in a kli. Let's say there was a kli which had shemen and yayin, and then a person who was a tful yayim now was metame, and he touched the shemen. So according to the Rabbanan, we say he only passels the shemen. He does not passel the yayin, because after all, he only touched the shemen. He did not touch the yayin. According to Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, we say shneyan chiburin. They're both considered attached to one another. Therefore, once he touches the shemen, he passels both the shemen and the yayin. And we say that Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah that we mentioned before is going according to Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, because according to him, it's as if we're saying all three people are like one big shutfis. Therefore, they don't need a shitufei mevayis. The same thing that we see by the yayin and the shemen. We then have a machloikis if we're seimchin al shitufei mevayis b'makam erif, one instead of the other, or vice versa, or do you really need both or not? And we see paskin like Rameir, that ain't seimchin al shituf b'makam erif, and vice versa. So you can't rely on one instead of the other, but if you actually need both, then you need both, and you can't have just one or the other. We then say ma'arvin b'chotzer rak b'pas v'lei b'yayin. Avol shitufei mevayis can be either with pas or with yayin. Dafayin base. We have a machloikis here with a klal of misipas, which is short walls. Then we have a mishnah that says v'achin shahayu oichlan al shulchan avihem. Brothers which ate at the table of their father. If there are no other people living around this chotzer, then they do not need an erev because they're being samech on the fact that they're eating together by their father. Then we have the Gemara that says, is it the makam lina that is garam? What is it that constitutes, what is it that triggers the potential of having to put up an erif? Is it the place where you eat, or is it the place where you sleep? Shmuel holds the makam lina, the place where you sleep. Makam lina is garam. And Rav Paskin's Makom Pita, the place where you're eating. We Paskin like Rav, that it's the Makom Pita that is Gorem, the Erev. Tafayin Gimel. Nashim v'avadim kibikablim prasmi baleham. Regarding an Erev, Nashim and Avadim, under their Baal, are considered all as part of one jurisdiction of the Baal, regarding an Erev, as long as they eat by him. This, we say, shows Makom Pita is Gorem. We then ask Trum Shabbos, the 2,000 Amos of a Trum Shabbos, is this counted Mimakom Lina or Makom Pita? We then had a Shita of Rameir, that a person, that we need both an Erev and a Shitufei Mavayis, and the Shita of Rabbanan, that Erev is Sagi, or Shitufei Mavayis is Sagi. You don't necessarily need both. The issue here really is that Rameir, the reason Rameir requires both is because Rameir was afraid, Shalai Tishtachech Teres Erev. We were afraid that if we would just say Shitufim Avayis is good enough, people would forget that there's an Indian of making an Erev at all. But technically, if it wouldn't be for this fear that Rameir had, he would be mighty that only one is okay. We've said that Bitul Rishus is also okay by Shitufei Mavayis. Then we say, Kol Shituf She'ein Machnisin Umaitziyai Derech Psachim B'Mavoy Leishmei Shituf. The Gemara says, Omar Rav, Ein Mavoy Niter Belechi Yekaira Ad Shehei Shtei Batim L'Kol Chatzer U'Shtei Chatzeres L'Mavoy. In other words, Batim V'Chatzeres Paischin L'Seichai. In order for you to use a Lechi or a Kaira to be Mater this Mavoy, you need Batim and Chatzeres, and they both have to pour out and spill out into one and each other. The Rambam and the Rif hold like the Shita of Rav, and the Rush goes Lekula. And the Mishneh Berurah in Shin Samach Gimel Paskins like the Rush. Tafayin Dalet. According to Reb Shimon, we say we only need an Erev from a house to a Chatzar to carry Kalim that were in one of these houses before Shabbos. In other words, that it was Shabbos B'Sei Chabayis. But let's say the Kalim were already in the Chatzar, then they can be transferred even into a different Chatzar without an Erev. Tafayin Hey. We say Diras Akum is Leish Mei Dira. And we say Asur Lasais Yachid B'Makam Akum. We're so worried that an individual person should not live with an Akum. The reason for this is Achshash Shema Yilmoid Mimaisav. We're afraid if one Jew lives together with Goyim, he may learn from his ways, and we're afraid of that. Then we have a Mishnah that says Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lifnim Mizu. And I will touch up this Mishnah Al Pi V'Derech and the Gemara. Shtei Chatzeres Zu Lifnim Mizu. You have two Chatzeres. One is a Chatzer Apnimis, and one is a Chatzer Chitzayna. The Chitzayna is the one that opens up into a Mavoy or into a Rishus Harabim. What ends up happening is there's the inner Chatzer and there's the outer Chatzer. It turns out that the inner Chatzer has Drisas HaRegel B'Chatzer HaChitzayna. Meaning to say that the people who live in the Chatzer Apnimis have to go through the Chatzer HaChitzayna in order to get out into the Mavoy or into the Rishus HaRabim. So we say Irva HaPnimis. Let's say we made an Erev around this Chatzer HaPnimis. They made an Erev for themselves, so that they should be able to carry in his Chatzer. V'le'i Irva HaChitzayna, but the people on the outside did not make an Erev around this outside Chatzer. HaPnimis Muteris. The people who made the Erev around their Pnimis, they're allowed to carry within their Chatzer. Why? Because they made an Erev. But the people in the Chitzayna are not allowed to carry because they didn't make an Erev around their Chatzar. HaChitzayna v'lei apnimis. Let's say the people on the outside made an Erev, but the people in the inside did not make an Erev. So shteihem asurei. So we say both the pnimis is asur. Why? Obviously because the pnimis didn't make an Erev. And the Chitzayna is also asur. What about the fact that they made an Erev? Why should they be asur? We say that they're asur too because of the drisus haregel of the people in the pnimis that walk through it. Because we say, regel ha-asura bimkayma, asura gam shalei bimkayma. Hayel u-drisasai aleha. That since these people on the inside, asur bimkayma, they asur on their own because they didn't make an Erev, they also asur shalei bimkayma, they also asur for the people that are in the chitzayna. Because since eventually they're making Jesus HaRegel through the Chitzayna, they ask for the Chitzayna also. Ir v'zula atzma v'zula atzma. Let's say each of the two, the Pnimis made an Erev for themselves, the Chitzayna made an Erev for themselves, but they didn't make an Erev between the two of them. Zumu teres bifnei atzma and the zumu teres bifnei atzma. Each one is mutter to walk within their own chatzar, but they're not allowed to walk through the other chatzeres. I.e., what about the fact that Teresa Saregel of the Pnimis is going through the chitzayna? How is that going to be mutter? He says that's okay. Why? Because for that we say regel hamuteres bimkayma, ena yisera shalei bimkayma. Regel hamuteres bimkayma, since the regel of the Pnimis is mutter bimkayma, ena yisera shalei bimkayma. It can't now be aser, it can't come to be aser, the chitzayna. Rabbi Akiva yisera chitzayna. Rabbi Akiva argues on this. Rabbi Akiva says in this kind of a case, it would even come to aser. The Pnimis would be mutter because they have an Erev, but the Chitzayna would be Aser. Aye, what about the fact that the Pnimis is mutter for itself? Still in all, it Asers the Chitzayna. Why? Because we say, Shadris is a regal Aisrasa. According to Rabbi Akiva, it comes out, regal hamuteres bimkaimai is Aiser shalai bimkaima. Finally, we have the Shita of the Chachamim, who say, Andris is a regal Aisrasa. So according to the Chachamim, even Irva HaChitzayna Veleha Pnimis, the chitzayna would be mutter to be metaltel on your chatzer. Why? Because ein hapnimis aiseras al chitzayna machmas drisus a regel shliyesh lebetaycha. In other words, according to the chachamim, they hold regel hasur bimkayma ein aiseras shlei bimkayma. This is the most cool of the kashita. And we end up paskening like the Tanakama, who holds regel hasur bimkayma aiseras shlei bimkayma, but regel hamuteres bimkayma ein aiseras shlei bimkayma. We then have a couple of important klolim here. Achta dasha umishtamsha, that it's possible if two chatzeres are attached to one another, one of the chatzeres could simply close the door from the other and be matir its own chatzer. And finally, we have the klol of l'tikunei shitufei secha v'loi la'avosi. Basically, people make eruvim to help themselves, not to hurt themselves. So if a person makes an eruv, technically it shouldn't be able to hurt him. It could only be able to, it could only help. We say according to Rabbi Akiva, according to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, which we had before in the Mishnah, we know that although he's a little bit lachumra, in the case of Zera Yisa Erev Latzma, Vezera Yisa Erev Latzma, but still in all, there's a way around that. You could still get a heter through Bittul Rishus. We then have a case, Beis Chatzeres V'Gimel Batim Beinehem, Zeba Derech Zeh, Zeba Derech Zeh, we say you can put the Erev in the middle of the three houses, the middle of the three houses in the middle. You put the Erev in the middle house, and that's enough, that's all you need. Tafayin Vav. Badak luhu Rachva l'Rabbanan. We say that Rachva gave a test to the Rabbanan. He brought down a case, and this case was two chatzeres and two batim. How are these set up? Going, let's say, from west to east, you have a chatzer on the left, on the western end. Then you have a bayis, number one. Then you have bayis, number two. And then you have another chatzer all the way on the east. So these four things are going. Chatzer, bayis, bayis, and then chatzer. So let's say bayis number one. You have chatzer A, bayis one, bayis two, and chatzer B, going in that order from left to right. Let's say bayis number one put their Erev in chatzer B. So now they didn't put it in the first bias. They put the Erev actually in Chatzer B. So they have to go through bias number two to get to Chatzer B. And bias number two put their Erev in Chatzer A. Meaning to say that bias two has to go through bias one to get to this Chatzer. So does this work or does this not work? So let's take, for example, bias number one. Bias number one put their Erev in Chatzer B. In order to get to Chatzer B, bias number one has to go through bias number two. So now we have to ask, what exactly is the status of bias number two? If you want to say that bias number two is considered a bias, quote-unquote, so bias one wouldn't be able to walk through bias two because bias two is now a bias without an Erev. Let's say you want to say bias number two is not considered a bias. Bias number two is really a base shar, is really a gatehouse. It's only a gatehouse to lead you to Chatzer B, but it's not considered a bias. It would also be no good since you're not allowed to put an Erev in a base shar. So and either way you look at this, this wouldn't work. So the question we have here is, why don't we consider this a tarti de sasri? And say that sometimes the house is considered a bias. When it works to that advantage, we consider it a bias. When it works the other way, we consider it a chatzar. In other words, why can't a house play two roles? Legabi, the chatzar that has the Erev, that house is considered a makam dira, so therefore it's an Erev kasher. But legabi, the other chatzar, it's only a beis shar, therefore it's not considered a hafsaka. And we want to bring a raya from Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled. If two people asked one person to make an Erev Tchumin, so for the first one, he made the Erev Tchumin Mibad Yom. And for the second one, he made the Erev Tchumin Ben Hashmashas. So the first person's Erev that he made Mibad Yom, however, the Erev was eaten up during the Ben Hashmashas. And for the second person, he made the Erev Ben Hashmashas, the Erev was eaten up during Laila. So we say it's a Tarti Disasri. And for both, we say that the Erev is considered good. For the first person, we say that the period of Bein HaShmashas was considered already Laila. Therefore, when it was eaten up, it was already Laila. So the Erev was made by Yom, and it wasn't eaten up to Laila. But for the second person, we say that the Bein HaShmashas was considered Yom. Therefore, it was established already. It was already, this is Bein HaShmashas, when it was established, it was already established during Yom, and it wasn't eaten to Laila, which is exactly how you need it. We know that the Erev has to be established during the period of Bein HaShmashas. So we answer, by bias, we can't say this, since a bias is considered a davar shiesh bei mamish. So we're afraid, mili de rabbanan ki chucha b'itlula. People are going to come out, and going to be mezalzel the words of the rabbanan, because we're playing tricks with this. The house is standing there, and people can see the house standing there. So what are you going to say? That sometimes it's a house and sometimes it's considered a beis shar? We can't be makel on that. But Shenkin, we're talking about a tarti disasri. By Erev Tchumen, in that case, nobody really knows the difference because it's not a davar shiesh by mamish. It's only a question of when the timing was. In that case, we would be allowed to do this. In Simon Shin Tzadik Gimel, we say that this inyan of tarti disasri, is only by two people, but not by a one person who placed an Erev during Bein HaShmashas and it was eaten during the same Bein HaShmashas. In that case, you can't pretend that it was placed during the Yom, but it was eaten during the Laila, because it's all legabi one person. We also bring down Taisvis, the Rabbeinu Tam and Taisvis in the Gemara and Brachas Daf Beis, that the reason we can daven Marav before it gets dark is because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Zman Mincha is still Plag HaMincha. But it's not considered later. After Plag HaMincha, it's already considered the Zman of Marif. So Rabbeinu Tam asks, so how are we allowed to daven Mincha till the nighttime? So we answer that we paskin like the Rabbanan who hold, we also paskin like the Rabbanan who hold, that the Zman Mincha is Ado Erev. Since we see in the Gemara and Brachas that there's no Psak, we don't know. Do we paskin like the Rabbanan? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? So we say, Leik Kamar, V'Leik Kamar. And we say, D'Yavid Kamar, of it. D'Yavid Kamar, of it. We say, Tati Disasri. But technically, you can paskin like both. Therefore, that's how come you're allowed to daven mincha until it's mamish and mamish gets dark, but you could also daven marav before it gets dark. This is the end of the sixth parak of Masechta Erevin. Now we will begin the seventh parak of Masechta Erevin, parak Chalain, and this is in the middle of Daf Ayin Vav. Amid Aleph. As a hakdama to this parak deals with cases of two chatzeres that are next to one another. And the question here is, do we have to make one Erev for each of the two chatzeres? Or will one Erev for both chatzeres together suffice? So do you need two separate Erevim, or is one enough? And basically the premise here of this parak is if there is a mechitza, that is taka, a real valid mechitza between the two chatzeres, then generally you will need two separate Eruvim. However, if they're really connected in some way or another, then you may be able to get away with only doing one Eruv, and you will not need two Eruvim. So this Mishnah says, Chalain shebein beis chatzeres bekir. Let's say there's a wall between the two chatzeres. And in the middle of this wall, you have a chalain, you have a window. So we say in that kind of a case, you can make two if you want, or you may even be able to get away with making just one Eruv. However, this is only if this window that we're talking about is bigger than 4x4 tvachim and is within 10 tvachim of the ground. Then, if it's taka that big, then it's considered enough of a pesach, enough of an opening, that possibly one Erev would be considered enough. Then we have the Gemara brings down a number of cases. The Gemara says, chalain ogol, a round window, needs a circumference of at least 24 tvachim to be considered big enough to be a Pesach. We say that a circumference of a circle is equal to 3 times the diameter. Technically, this is really 3.14 times the diameter. We say that if we have a circle within a square, the square has 1/4 more space than the space of the circle that is within it. And we say that a diagonal of a 1 tefach, a square that is 1 tefach on each side, is 1 2/5 of a tefach. We then have a mishnah that says, Kaisel shebein shtei chatzeres kaveya asara bracha v'arba. If you say you have a kaisel, which is 10 tefachim tall and is at least 4 tefachim wide, then that's considered enough of a wall, enough of a partition, that you now need 2 eruvim for the 2 separate chatzeres, and 1 eruv would not be considered enough, would not suffice. Let's say on top of this wall you had peris. So we say that people could go up from either side, and they can eat from the peris, but they're not allowed to come down with any of the peris. Let's say that this wall had a big pirtza in it. As long as this pirtza was not more than 10 amos wide, this pirtza that's in the wall that's between these 2 chatzeres, then you have a choice. You could either make 2 separate eruvim. Why? Because technically each chatzer is a rishus by itself. Or if you want, you can make 1 eruv. Why is that so? Because now that you have this pirtza, it's considered like an opening, which makes the 2 mesh together into 1 big chatzer. Let's say the break is more than 10 amos, then ma'arav and echad, then you definitely need only 1 eruv, since they're both now meshed in 1 chatzer with the other, because there's a break that's bigger than 10 amos between them. Nafayin Zion. What we refer to in the Mishnah as a kaisel, as a wall. Let's say we have a wall that is less than 4 tefachim wide. According to Rav, neither side is allowed to use it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, they're allowed to use it. Why? Because now that it's less than 4 tefachim, it becomes a makom patur. Therefore, you're allowed to carry from or to it. Then in the Gemara we say, Kaisel shebein shtei chatzeres, tzidei echad gavaya asara, tzidei echad shavel aretz. One side of the wall, the land ends up coming to a point where it's equivalent with it. And the other side of the wall, it's actually a distance of 10 tefachim. So which side is allowed to use it? We say, nice to nice and lezeh shetashmishle benachas. In other words, the side that shovel arts. We always, the general rule is, and we see this in Gemara's later on, the general rule is we always give it to the one who it's easier to get to. In other words, the side where it's shove larits. And the same halacha would apply to cases where we have later on about a chritz. The Gemara then says, Dabar hanitl b'shabbos eina mamayit. Something which is carryable on Shabbos, something which is portable on Shabbos, cannot help to be mamayit, the height of a kaisel. You have to have something which is kavua, something which is set in place. The Gemara then says, Tiltum in atzad is mutter on Shabbos, as we know this from a sect of Shabbos. We also say that a kaisel, which is between 2 chatzeres, and there's a sulam, a ladder coming up to it from one side, and a sulam from the other side. So we say that an eruv, 1 eruv is okay. Why? Since you have a sulam on each side, it's considered like they're actually connected with one another. Finally, the Gemara says, itzdaba, which are balconies, or a ladder, which are sort of hanging in the air. The Gemara asks if these are able to be mamayit to the height of this wall or not. Dafayin ches. Ziz, which is a platform, hayotzi min hakoisel, or ladders, and the Gemara has a whole discussion of those. The Gemara then says, Amud v'rishus harabim, which is gavoya asara v'reichav dalet. This is considered like a rishus hayachid. Let's say you stick a nail into it, you put a yeset into it, and this is more than gimel tvachim. This could help be mamayit in this amud. And now this amud may not be a rishus hayachid anymore because it doesn't have the full height of asara and the reichav of dalet. Rav Ashi says, even if it's less than gimel, it can be mamayit in the wall. Why? Because it now has a usage. What is that usage? It can be used as a hook to hang things on. She'efsha l'talya, as the Gemara says. The Gemara then talks about whether you can use a ladder on Shabbos. And we say a general rule. This depends on what the ladder is made out of. And the general rule is as follows. Kol she'isr Shabbos garim le. Anything that is made out of material, which is usur because of a reason that has to do with Shabbos, you're not allowed to use that for a sulam on Shabbos. This, for example, would be a tree. If a ladder was made out of a tree, since we know a tree is usur to be used on Shabbos, therefore you can't use a ladder made out of a tree on Shabbos. Aval kol she'isr acher garim le, that it's musul l'shtamish l'sulam b'Shabbos. Anything where some other type of isur could potentially make this usur, in other words, an asherah,
a tree made, a tree which is used for an asher, that's aser for avodah zarah, that's an isarachem garenle. That you could use for a sulam on Shabbos, since it has nothing to do with Shabbos. Some people learn just the opposite halacha, as this, but they say if it's a Shabbos is garam, then you are allowed to use it. If it's a Shabbos is not garam, you're not allowed to use it.
Then we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says if you have a ditch that is 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, and this separates two chatzeres, if you place a board across it, in other words, to act as a bridge, then he has a choice. He could either make two separate eruvei chatzeres, or one area of chatzeres to consider it into one large area. And the Gemara goes on to say that tevin, straw, can serve as stima, as a closure, to stop up a chritz on Shabbos. But according to Rashi, he has to say that he'll leave it there. It's not just enough that he puts it there on Shabbos, but he has to be willing to leave it there. Dafayin tes. Shtei gus terais, two balconies. Rashi says that this is referring to a case that they're next to each other. And the Ritva says this is referring to a case where they're across the street from each other. If they're connected with a board that's more than 4 tefachim wide, it's considered like a connection, and only one Erev is needed. Then we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah refers to a case of a maskein, which is a haystack. If this is more than 10 tefachim tall, and it is between two chatzeres, then we consider this as a separation between the two. Let's say we have animals, for example, that now eat from the straw, and now the animals eat it to a point where it's now less than 10 tefachim, then you would make one Erev, because now it's not like there's a separation anymore. In Shulchan Aruch, we say that in order for it to be considered eaten to a point where now you make only one Erev, because it's not considered a mechitza anymore, it has to have been eaten before Shabbos. But if let's say it was eaten on Shabbos, before Shabbos it was 11 tefachim tall. Now on Shabbos the animals eat it and it comes down to 9 tefachim. Then we say it doesn't matter and it's still considered a mechitza, because we say kivan, Shabbos, kivan shehutra hutra. Once it was mutter and it was considered a mechitza before Shabbos separating them, it's considered a mechitza even on Shabbos, even if it gets reduced on Shabbos itself. Then we say, Mamet Adam es behemta al gabi asavim b'Shabbos. A person is allowed to put his animal on grass on Shabbos, but ein mamidin al gabi muktzah. He's not allowed to put the animal on muktzah on Shabbos. And the reason we say this is because since kaitzer is a midaraisa, a person won't accidentally rip out grass on Shabbos. Therefore, he's allowed to put his animal on there on Shabbos. But since muktzah is only derabanan, we're afraid if he puts his animal on the muktzah, he'll come to be over an isser because he doesn't realize how chashiv this isser is. We then say that a straw pile between two houses, which is more than 10 tefachim, it's okay for each side to use a basket to feed their animals by hand, and we're not worried that they'll reduce the height below 10 tefachim. The Gemara then says, Ein mevatlin of a chayzun mevatlin ba'isa Shabbos, which is something we had already before. And we bring down the shita of Rabbi Akiva, who holds that tchum Shabbos is midaraisa. We then have a Mishnah that says, Ketzad mishtatvin b'mavi. What is an easy way to actually do a shitufe mevayis in a very simple way? So we say, meniach esachavis, one places a barrel containing his own food, and he says specifically, this is for all residents of the mavi, and he's mezaket for everybody. So the Mishnah says that he's allowed to do this, but if he wants to be mezaket, he can not only be mezaket himself, but he's allowed to do it al yidei b'nai, ubitai hagdailam, and his wife, and etc., people that are right to do these types of things. But he's not allowed to do it al yidei ketanim, v'shivchasei ketanis, etc. Finally, the Gemara says, Tarti mili sabi de pumpadisa. There were two things that were said, two strong things that were propounded by the people of Pumpadisa, by the older people, the elders of Pumpadisa. One is chavis shal shitufim mevayis tzarek lak b'yamin akarka tefach. Anything in a shitufim mevayis, a chavis that gets used, has to be picked up from the ground more than one tefach. And Hamakadish Tsarik Mali Lugmav. When a person makes Kiddush, he has to drink a Mali Lugmav. And we say that for a person who's very big, who has a very big mouth, the maximum he has to drink is a Revius Halaik. Not only that, they also said two other things. Aysa Medura L'Chayla B'Shabbos. You're allowed to make a fire for Chayla on Shabbos, even during the summer, when technically it's warm outside. And not only that, we also ask, Eza Hi Asherah, what is considered an Asherah? What constitutes a tree that's called an Asherah for Avodah Zarah? Any time that they watch it very carefully, and they don't eat from its fruits. That is the end of Daf Ayin Tes, and with this we will conclude this year.